Scott. We're joined now by Joshua Kors. I met him when he published an article in The Nation back in April of this year about the specialist town. And it describes the sorry way that our military is treating returning wounded veterans and trying to downgrade their injuries and also downgrade the liability that the military and the Veterans Affairs departments have for helping these people as they have served our country and suffered in the process. Joshua, welcome back to our program.
Good to be with you, Peter.
Nice to talk with you again. And you wanted to tip us off that tonight on ABC television, that's Thursday night, your story, I don't know if it's about a town or if it's just the broader issue that you've raised about wounded Iraqi veterans and the way they're being treated, but there are stories on both World News Tonight, which airs at 6:30 in most areas, and Nightline, which comes on at 11:30.
That's right. It has to do with the broader issue, and it deals with specialist John Towns' story. Many met him through my Nation article. He's the soldier who went to Ramadi, Iraq, was struck by a rocket, and lost most of his hearing, left with headaches, other severe injuries, and won the Purple Heart for his wounds. But when he came back and it was time to discharge him, the Army decided that his wounds were actually caused by a pre-existing personality disorder. And discharging him that way, they prevented him from collecting disability or medical benefits. They even had him give back his signing bonus so that as he left the Army, he was told he actually owed them several thousand dollars.
Yeah, it's just a stunning story. And Joshua, you're on the East Coast, so the package is already run on World News Tonight. Were you pleased with the way they presented it?
Great work. Reporter Bob Woodruff has been working with me on this for the last few months. Woodruff, as you know,
sure, he was
his own experience with injuries in Iraq. And I think very much empathizes with what John Town and these other soldiers are going through. To come back wounded is one struggle, but to be denied benefits by these phony accusations of personality disorder really has been an extra war these soldiers have had to fight. And now Congress on both sides of the aisle, Republican and Democrat, are reaching out to these soldiers. Just today, I received information from Senator Barack Obama's office talking about an amendment that would put an immediate freeze on these personality disorder discharges.
Mm-hmm.
On the Republican side, Senator Kit Bond, one of the most conservative members of the Congress, has been active in getting this issue out there to the Senate. 31 senators, including Kit Bond, Barack Obama, Barbara Boxer, Joseph Lieberman, John Kerry, have signed on and asked the Secretary of Defense to investigate this personality disorder scandal. And, Peter, this won't be the last you hear this. Congressman Bob Filner, the chairman of the Veterans Affairs Committee, is going to be holding hearings on this issue coming up in just a few weeks.
Oh, that's great. You're really making some headway there. Scott, would you like to comment? Have you ever seen this kind of thing happen where they use the pretext of a pre-existing condition, a personality disorder that presumably would have barred someone from serving in the first place, but they cite it after the fact as a reason to deny benefits?
Well, that's a classic, bait and switch. They get this guy to go according to them, they got a warm body to go to Iraq. When he comes back, they suddenly discovered that they'd made a mistake. And this seems to be, from my research, and, your guest, Mr. Kors, can correct me if I'm wrong, it seems like this is written about just a bit and seems to be centered at the Fort Carson, which is in Colorado Springs, Colorado, base, that there was a whole rash of those, which far eclipsed other facilities or installations around the U.S. Is that right?
That's right. It's happening at all the installations around the country, 22,500 in just the last 6 years alone. That's a large amount of personality disorder discharges. But, Colorado Springs, Fort Carson, does seem to be an epicenter of this problem. And I think that's in part because some of the personnel. Peter, one of the strangest facts about the fallout from this scandal is that not only is Fort Carson the epicenter, but they've also been the officials left in charge of reviewing these discharges. The Surgeon General let one of the top officials at Fort Carson, Colonel Stephen Knorr, be the official review of whether these discharges were correct. Turns out Knorr was actually involved in the original personality disorder diagnoses.
Well, then they'll probably ask him to investigate himself in the next phase.
Well, that's exactly what they did. Knorr decided that he had gotten it right the first time, and they terminated the review at that point.
No kidding.
Do you know if this Knorr, is he an Army psychiatrist?
Yes, he is. He is. He has two capacities. First, as a psychiatrist, and second, as the chief of behavioral health at Fort Carson's Evans Army Hospital.
Very interesting. Well, Joshua, we will continue to follow your work. I want to thank you for updating this. You sent me an email, and I appreciate the tip-off. Again, I want to invite people here on Thursday, July 12th, to watch ABC's World News Tonight. In most markets, it's on at 6:30 p.m., and then Nightline, which follows the late local news at 11:30 on most stations.
And listeners who want more information can also go to my website, joshuacors.com.
That's spelled
K-O-R-S.
Very good, K-O-R-S. Thank you, Joshua.
Thank you, Peter.
Great to talk with you again.